This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Spoiler alert! What Did You Watch This Week is a candid discussion about recent movies and TV shows, and it may contain spoilers if you haven't watched them yet. Listen at your own risk.
Episode number 306. What did you watch this week? No? Seven?
Seven.
Oh, shit. 307. What did you watch this week? My name is Mike.
My name is John.
I'll get my shit together someday, John. Just not today.
That's all right. I think you're doing just fine.
Well, thanks, friend. It's Monday afternoon. It's a state holiday here in Maine. Maine and Massachusetts only observe Patriots Day. Yep. So we get an extra day on our taxes.
Yep.
Wife and child are out of town. Oldest kids are with their mother. So I am all alone until Thursday. I am not upset about this.
And since I'm a Monday through Friday state worker, notice I didn't just say state worker because you're a state worker. But
I am.
Since I'm a Monday through Friday state worker, I have today off. So
yeah.
Just helped the little lady do some yard work, and now recording a podcast early.
Yeah. What are your plans tonight? Now, instead of recording at night like we typically do, what are your plans? What are you going to do?
I'm not sure yet. It's a little bit weird.
I think I'm going to watch The Batman.
Mm.
It's on the HBO Max. It's 3 hours long. A good opportunity to do it.
Holy crap. Now, did you watch that in the theaters? I forget.
I did see that in the theaters, and okay. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Mm.
I really did enjoy it. I
thought I remembered you.
The music that they played whenever he appeared, it was like the old school Grim Reaper, like, don, don, da, da. Not that, it's fucking, I'm doing the throne room march there. You know what I mean? The dun, 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 like that music.
Uh-huh.
Well, they made a very ominous tone in that vein that they played right before the Batman appeared on the screen. Like when he was, and like he always came out of the shadows, which was badass. So I don't know. I really dug the movie, and I kind of really want to watch it again to see if I inflated it after watching it. Or you know how sometimes you watch it a second time, you're like, oh, maybe that wasn't as good. Or you watch it a second time, you're like, oh, that was better than I thought. Or
you eat something at a restaurant, and you're like, this is the greatest thing ever. Then you have it the second time, and you're like, this is garbage.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Or you slow down when you chew and go, I don't even like jalapeno poppers. Dude, that.
Yep.
Fucking still slays me to this day.
Yeah, when you get them lingering in your mouth, you know.
Yeah. So.
But
I'm looking forward to a nice afternoon here, an evening after we're done recording. I'm not working a desk position tomorrow, so that means I'm going to be to work on time.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, on time, as I'm the boss, means whenever I roll in.
Yeah.
To whenever I leave. Sense. Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I have that luxury.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. But we got some shows and stuff to discuss.
Yeah. And this week I did do what I was supposed to do. You know, I did catch up on the shows because remember last week I had forgotten to watch Picard and Moon Knight. So
yes,
this week I am caught up.
All right.
I think I covered everything that I was supposed to watch and everything that I could watch. Yeah, I think I'm on top of it this week. I even got a movie in.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
Excuse me.
It wasn't great, but.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Last week was such a, on one hand, it's such a, like such a blur. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, it wasn't. And it's like, I actually managed to get some stuff watched early. earlier in the week than I normally do, but my wife and I have been watching American Idol, and they had like 2 90-minute episodes, and so like that, I guess that's a big chunk of my viewing.
Oh, wow. Are you still enjoying it?
Yeah, it's a good season this year. We're enjoying it, so we're sticking with it. I don't really have – in a weird thing, in a weird scenario, like they were up to the top 24, and they all sang, and then like they – now you got to vote who to the top 20, and then like somebody withdrew from the show. And it always astounds me when someone withdraws from the show and they've made it that far. So,
yeah.
But anyhow,
something happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Ominously. Right.
Yep.
Excuse me. But anyhow, I'm still watching that. I mean, I just call it the Lakers show. It's like called Winning Time or whatever it is. I enjoy the hell out of it. Have you checked any of that out yet?
No, that one I have not checked any out yet.
And there was another new one that came back on, not came back, but debuted on Amazon Prime on Friday, Outer Range, the one with Josh Brolin.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen anything or thought about anything about that?
Didn't really look like my style.
Okay. I'm holding off on watching that with the wife because it might be something she likes.
Yep. I have not watched any Upload Season 2, but that's next up on the list, I think.
I have not watched any either.
And I can also say, I believe, if my headlines are to be believed, that they just released another Doctor Who, and I have not watched that.
Oh, maybe that's why Doctor Who Marathon was on yesterday.
I just saw some headlines that said now that they've done this episode, there's they teased that the next one is Jodie Whittaker's farewell.
Well, that's a priority watch for me today, then.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to get caught up on that. I saw that and I was like, well, I'm not going to get that done today. So I will just let him know and then do it for next week. Because I figured if I hadn't noticed it, then you probably hadn't either. But
yep. Doctor Who, Legend of the Sea Devils. So that is a thing. So that I will be watching today.
Nice. I will definitely have it watched by next week. I don't know if I'll watch it today or not.
Making a note. I'm actually kind of glad I didn't watch it last night when I got home because I watched a movie, did some relaxing, so I half paid attention to the movie. That was nice. I watched the movie, but yeah, it's one I've never seen before, but I'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Picard, thoughts?
I'm glad that this is going to be like that they have a definitive plan. You know, 3 seasons and then they're done. excuse me, I'm sorry. I tell everybody else, I think I have a little like spring cold that's going on here. Anywho, so the whole thing with Jurati and the Borg Queen, kind of cool, but also kind of overdone. Like, how is it that she's tied to a chair? And the Borg Queen's like, let me help. And she's like, okay, you can help. And suddenly she has superhuman strength. Just boom, busts right out of the zip ties.
I know, but they did talk a little bit about how the Borg has the strength. And
yeah.
They talked about it a little bit, but I'm with you there because she's not mechanically enhanced whatsoever.
Right. Yeah. And... I was worried when we went into this season, when I saw the preview that we were going back to, you know, current times. I was worried that it was going to be cheesy. It was going to be dumb. They're actually doing a good job. I'm enjoying it. Although the whole narrative of interspersing that Picard was down and, you know, he needed to how they kept jumping back to that, you know, oh, we're losing him. We got to. And then suddenly they'd be like 37 minutes earlier. We've talked before. I'm not a big fan of that kind of narrative technique.
I'm not either.
So that was a bit annoying for me. Had it figured out halfway through. I'm like, okay, so probably Data. I'm just going to call him Data. takes him out somehow. And it was an accident, but, you know, he got his consolation prize and took out one Picard.
Right.
Yeah. But I am enjoying it. We've got, what, one episode left?
Oh, is that all? Yes, yes. No. We got three.
Okay. I didn't know if it was eight or ten.
We got 10 episodes. So we got 3 episodes to go.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm still enjoying it. What are your thoughts?
I'm sure they'll tell us, but like the episode 7, they're monsters. The one where Picard is in a coma.
Mm-hmm.
And so
always fun episodes.
Yeah. So we see his father, like he's in his own mind, and we see his dad and we see his mom, and his dad's wearing like a Deep Space Nine type uniform, which was interesting, I guess. And we see like him as a child and these monsters and this and that. And it's basically just to make us realize that Picard's mother had some mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And almost cost Picard his life when he was younger.
Yes.
But Picard, for whatever reason, had glorified his mother looking back and kind of suppressed what she did and was angry at his father for some reason. So this mm-hmm. helped him to see what really happened at, you know, he's like, what, 120 years old on the show or something like that? As a character.
Something like that, yeah.
So that was almost kind of like... Like, I don't know. It seemed like they could have, unless it somehow pays off, it was just more of like, I didn't understand the purpose of that story.
It was a filler episode almost.
Yeah. Which when you only have 10 episodes, you don't need a filler. Then do 9.
Yep.
It's like, we're doing 10 for the sake of 10. So we need to fill it out with something. Oh, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the FBI showing up at the end and arresting them. No.
Yeah,
I have a hard time with that.
I have a very hard time with that.
And the reason why is because I could see, like, if this was a Fox Mulder type scenario where you had one FBI agent that showed up. Yep. But mm-hmm. a whole troop of them.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, because you're trying to tell me that, like, all these different alien beings, if you will, have been on the planet this whole time, or for as long as they've been, or people are coming and going and. So there's a secret organization, but they're apparently not very good at their job because they've just finally been able to find an old man.
Right.
Yeah.
Just not very good at that job, huh?
Yeah. So I don't know. It was what it was. I didn't dislike the episode by any means. Like you said, I am glad to see, all right, they have a finite storyline they're bringing this to an end with. But we'll see what happens. We'll keep plugging away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lordy B, Lordy B.
I wanted to say that we've been watching the second season of The Great. That one about Catherine the Great.
Oh, how's that treating you?
It's really good. Honestly, like, it is a political show, but I gotta say, like, they talk about fucking a lot. You see people actually having sex, of course, clothed, but it's funny and it's really well written. Like, it has very good dialogue, very good quips and stuff like that. I really enjoy it. The episodes feel long. They're an hour long each, but they feel like an hour and a half, which doesn't sound good, but it is a very enjoyable show overall. It says right in the beginning, you know, an occasionally true story. There is some nuggets of truth, but, you know, overall it is farcical. Not farcical like Monty Python, but as in an exaggeration of things. But Nicholas sure. Holt is amazing. Both Nicholas Holt and Elle Fanning are just phenomenal in the roles that they play. Like Nicholas Holt, who, you know, was R in Warm Bodies, and he was Hank McCoy in the X-Men movies. He is phenomenal as Peter. He's just, it's great.
Nice.
So I do enjoy it and I do recommend it. I will also tell you that I watched the first 3 episodes of Halo as you requested.
Oh, okay. And what did you think?
Again, I don't know the games.
Oh, neither do I. I have no knowledge of the games.
But I can tell that this story is not the games. Like, I can tell as I'm watching it, I'm like, nope, nope, this is not based on the game. So I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there who have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
More mm-hmm. power to them. It's not bad. It feels like a generic sci-fi show. You know, right in the beginning, we have, you know, we establish that there are these super soldiers that everyone hates because they just go in and destroy things and they don't have feelings because they have these inhibitor chips that keep them from having feelings and memories. Yep. And they're just weapons. And, you know, then we have the one soldier who touches the ancient artifact and gets glimpses of his past, and he seems to be connected to it. So now everyone in the universe is after this artifact. And the bad guys are introduced right off and then fuck off because, you know, we just needed them to destroy this entire planet except for one girl who is now under the care of the super soldier who has his feelings back. And yep. So it's not bad. It's a very sci-fi show.
Okay.
Which,
I mean, obviously,
like it, though.
I do. I like it. I enjoy it. I mean, it's I don't know. I enjoy the character so far. It hasn't given me a reason to get angry and turn it off. I don't play the games. I don't play the games, so I'm curious where the storyline's going. And you know, when you saying like this definitely does not follow the games. I've never played them, but I can tell that by watching this. I believe that.
Yeah,
I totally believe that. So. But I'm enjoying it so far. I don't have a reason to stop watching it. If it's not something you care about watching, obviously, then don't.
Well, now that I'm caught up, well, you know, I've got three episodes in, so there's one more. Like, yeah. I'll probably watch an episode here and there because I can. You know, yeah. Quite often lately we find ourselves short on shows, so. Yeah, I'll throw it in there.
Yeah, I get what you mean. That's why I'm waiting on that new, that open range one or whatever it is, high range, something like that, to watch with Kate just to see if something she likes. I know finally today, Deadliest Catch comes back, and we both really enjoy that. And we don't even know if we're going to get another 18th season or not. We haven't gone back and watched them all, but something we started watching kind of in the pandemic. We've been looking forward to it. It coming back. So that's coming back today. Finally, nice. Of course I can't watch until she comes back from Maryland this week. but yeah, until American Idol came back and then now Deadliest Catch. We haven't really had any kind of joint shows we watch other than reruns of Friends, How I Met Your Mother, Big Bang Theory, et cetera, et cetera. So
yeah. Yeah. I've got, our shows, like I said, you know, we're watching The Great and, you know, we've got an okay roster of shows right now. But, yeah, I can throw one extra in there because quite often I'm like, oh, what else should I watch? You know, it's a good background show. Like, I can watch that. I do not dislike it, but it's nothing that jumped out at me is like, oh, my God, I can't wait to watch more of this. It's just it's a show. It's
sure.
Decent.
Sure. What else we got here?
The Rookie.
Yeah, I watched The Rookie.
I am genuinely shocked that we have gotten this far into her pregnancy and they have not brought up that it could be the other guys, you know, because she had that one night stand with her ex.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely surprised. I don't know if they're waiting for the baby to be born or maybe the writers were like, no, we're just not going to do that. Because I really sincerely thought that was going to be a thing after she imploded his relationship with his new girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I really thought that's where they were going with this, but so far, nothing.
I'm kind of glad they haven't. One of my issues is that she is very pregnant and she was still working the road when she was very pregnant, which she definitely would not be.
Yeah, I thought so as well.
Now she's not on patrol, if you will, but she's still going to scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm not real big on that. I kind of liked the storyline of the autistic kid who was filming the commercial for Wesley, and they got the captain involved, and they got, you know, the youth center guy involved. And so, like, you have the black officer making the traffic stop on the black operator, and then them working all these different scenario things out. I really enjoyed that whole process.
Yes.
And then when they showed the outtakes, quote unquote, at the end of the episode at the wedding party there, those outtakes didn't seem fake. They seemed genuine.
I thought so, you know, as well.
You know what I mean? Like, it legitimately didn't seem like they were acting, if you will, in those outtakes. Right. I'm curious if they were legitimate outtakes or not.
That's what I was thinking as well. It felt like they put the camera on and, you know, it was for a blooper reel or something.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, we'll put this in. It'll add some realism, because it did. It felt real.
Yeah, it was. I enjoyed it thoroughly. What was the overarching storyline? Oh, they kind of teased a Chen and Bradford relationship again. They keep teasing that. I don't know how I feel about that, quite frankly.
Harper proposed to her boyfriend, and he was like, yes. Then he's like, but no, not really, because I don't know if I want to or not. I want to do this for the right reasons. And
right. Well, no, he wants – he was feeling that she was only marrying him because she's pregnant.
Right.
And he's like, I don't really want that. Like, I want to marry you, but because you want to be married, not just because of the baby. I do like the fact that she's like, I've been thinking about it, and yeah, I think we should get married. Why? And he's like, well, because, you know, you refer to me as your baby mama, and I'm not keen on that. Well, yeah, that was just that. But and he was like, trying to play it off. He's like, yeah, no, everyone's gonna be doing it. So if we just get married, no one can say it. And so obviously, when you get proposed to like that, it's gonna definitely make you go, well, let's make sure we're doing this because of the right reasons. So they had a quickie wedding. What was the big crime that happened in this episode?
It was the robbery of a train, you know, the auction items.
Oh, yes,
The guy who left the vase because he was in jail.
The rich guy and his rich kids trying to steal this vase and this music box because of the Swiss bank account where he had hid money. And one of the kids kills a railroad police officer, and we get the recall of the guy that like tried to John Nolan it, become an officer. Exactly, from Heroes.
Yep.
He shot his gun off in briefing first thing that morning.
And now he's a sergeant.
So then he got a job with the railroad police, and they have a lot of turnover. And so, because he stuck around, he's now a sergeant. Yeah.
Yep. I love when Nyla's like, wait, so he outranks me?
And then Lopez is like, no, because they don't mean anything.
Yeah. But he got a chance to, you know, prove his worth and help.
He got
them
a little
out.
Redemption story.
Yep.
He got a little redemption, you know, made up for his folly there. So. Of course, it's really not. I don't know. I'd be hard pressed to find any other redemption story in the fictional universe that's going to top Spider-Man, Peter Parker 3, Spider-Man 3, Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man, his redemption from Homecoming.
Yes.
I mean, No Way Home or whatever. Yeah, I have a very hard time with anyone finding as good of a redemption story as he did. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Let's see what else here.
What about This Is Us, Katobi?
That was a lot different episode than I thought it was going to be.
Basically we jumped around to present day and then past to see how their relationship changed from that fight that they had when Jack got lost going to the park.
Yeah, it basically, like you said, picks up from that last episode where Jack fell down and busted his head open to Toby moving home, to them getting couples therapy, to him taking the job that he doesn't like as much, to watch them go through therapy for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
16, 18 months, whatever it was, to them getting divorced, to Toby freaking out right before the final divorce, being like, we should stay together for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And Kate saying, like, our story's not over. Our story was that we met, we had a baby, we adopted a baby, and now we're still going to be parents and this and that and everything. And then we see Kate getting married to the British guy from You're the Worst. We see their relationship, how they met. They don't get married for years later because Jack is what, 10, 12 in those?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, he's a lot older. And then, you know, Toby's got the gray going in the beard and Kate's hair's going gray. And then Toby, we see Toby meet somebody. I mean, like, they crammed a lot of storyline into this. Mm-hmm. We see Toby meet somebody at, like, a coffee shop, and they both make lame jokes. And then next thing you know, like, they're together. And Toby telling Kate, like, I understand what you meant now. Because at the divorce, he was like, I'm never in my life going to believe, you know, believe that that's how our story is. And you'll never convince me.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good episode overall. I mean, it does end with Kate and Toby and their significant others and spouses, if you will, watching Jack at one of his first gigs at like a bar, you know, singing and playing the piano.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, they can still apparently be friends.
Yep.
Which is,
there were three things that really stood out to me in this one.
Yeah.
Number one was, once again, Kate got what she wanted because Toby was like, I'm moving home. I'll take the shitty job. I will do whatever it takes to keep this family together. He was the one who was always there for couples counseling. She was always late and always, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
And she was always cutting him down, always insulting him. And, you know, I would have had enough as well.
Yeah.
So that bothered me that, you know, once again, she got everything she wanted and he still got fucked over because, you know, she does whatever she wants. The second thing was it really infuriated me that she got to be the wise one. You know, she got to have the little Jack Pearson speech where she's like, this isn't the end of our story. Our story is this, you know, what you were talking about. And she got to have this brilliant, wise moment. And then, you know, he calls her up and he's like, I finally see it. I'm like, no, do not give that selfish bitch her Yoda moment. That is unacceptable to me.
Yeah, they really wrote Kate to be the bad guy in this. You know?
The bad guy, but also the wise one and the one who could see beyond and be like, it's going to be okay, Toby. No, go fuck yourself. Right. And the third one was I loved when Toby lost it on her and basically said, I'm sorry, I'm not Jack Pearson. I'm sorry he died and you got stuck with me instead. Woof. Yeah. Like, go Tobe.
There's some pent up hostilities being unleashed right there.
Yep. And not to say that Toby was without his faults, you know, he definitely contributed as well. But I really feel in all this that he did the most to try to make this work and she did the least.
Yeah, she definitely put in least effort, minimal effort, minimal effort, Kate.
Yep, exactly. So you're right. It was a good episode. I'm glad that we finally got some understanding. We finally got some answers. And now we've got the wedding day or the day before the wedding and then Miguel. And yeah, so we're winding towards the end.
We're getting there. Not real slow.
Nope.
We're getting there.
The end game this week was pretty good. Did you watch that one?
Yes, we meet...
Would they call him like the ghost or something?
No, well, yes, but no, we have the other bad people that are coming after her, the Becklers or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other name of some sort of nefarious group, but it's this woman's last name. Mm-hmm. And basically, Miranda Baccarin's character, what's her name?
Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. when she's pregnant, when the baby has just been born and her husband's gone away with whatever, you know, she meets this woman and they become friends, and she let her guard down and lets her into their life and even gives her a ring that was her mother's and this and that and whatnot. And then when, you know, her husband comes back, he comes back early. They looked into her. She didn't give her a good name, this and that. Turns out she's some other crime boss woman who has heat with them for some reason, and we don't know why.
Yep.
The ghost comes in to kill them.
The ghost is some CIA black ops person.
Yep. And for whatever reason, like, we don't know why he's there. Mm-hmm. Like, who sent him? Was it the CIA? Did the White House send him in? Did this other person send him in? But yeah, no, it's not an amazing show, but it's a good show.
Yeah, it's enjoyable.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep plugging away at episodes because at this point, why not?
Mm-hmm.
They haven't done anything to make me not want to watch it.
Right, exactly.
You know, the little pencil neck geek FBI guy that just wants glory and doesn't care about the greater good. He wants what's best for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he takes some meeting with some White House aide person to try and get in people's good graces, and it fucks him over because all this shit's going down at the, you know, at the base, if you will, and they can't get a hold of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to be like pull rank he doesn't have. And
yeah.
Yeah, to try and get himself out of it after. And his boss is like, actually, I want a full accounting of where you were during all this.
So, whoops.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't like him. He's a worm.
No, I agree completely. He even looks like a worm. Looks like a
He really shit. Does.
Yeah.
Little piece of shit.
Yeah.
We did watch the episode of Ghosts that was entitled Trevor's Pants.
Nice.
But we did not watch the one from Thursday because we just didn't have time.
Attic Girl.
Attic Girl. I'm looking forward to it, though. So hopefully by the time we record again, Kate will be home. We'll catch up and watch the next two episodes. The Farns B&B is the next one.
Nice.
But I
what
loved.
What did you think? Yeah.
I loved the story of Trevor's Pants. Mm-hmm. I like that, you know, we get his story based on the watch that they got off of Elias's corpse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a guy that shows up to buy it, was friends with Trevor, because apparently they were like boiler room douchebags.
Mm-hmm.
Which they did like that Smirnoff thing, like, well, you got iced, you'd have to like chug a Smirnoff ice, except yes. It was whatever it was. But yeah, definitely douchebags. And so he shows up and when he pretends to not know Trevor, then we find out the true story of how Trevor died finally, which was he took a mix of pills from the random drug thing, the random drug cupboard or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And the new guy was getting shit on. They took his pants off him. They were going to make him walk like to the store or whatever he had to do.
He had to walk back to town.
Yeah. And Trevor felt bad. So he gave him his pants and underwear off his new suit. Mm-hmm. And then he walked back in the room going, I just boned the limo driver. And they were like, yeah. And then his heart exploded and he died. Mm-hmm. And as it turns out, his friends just like weighed his body down in the water and didn't report it.
Yeah.
So as far as we know, if we were to look up Trevor, he should be a missing person.
Right. If anybody cared to, you know,
report him as missing, too. That's true.
Yep.
So essentially, his buddy shows up and he offers to pay them double their asking price for the watch as long as they don't say anything. And this and that and everything. And, yeah, but I did enjoy it.
Yes. I did enjoy it. It's such a good show. And it gave even more depth to Trevor's character.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. Yeah. It made him show us that he's not just such a D-bag.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have Thorfinn and Flower. They confess their romantic feelings for each other, but she really would like to have a three-way because she likes to have that buffer in there. So he agrees to it only because he wants to be with her. Mm-hmm. And then after they try to after they interview everybody and they settle on, I want to say Adam. It's not Adam. Pete. Jeez, thank you. Thorfinn's like, I actually don't want a third person. I want it to just be us. And so she was just like, oh, Okay. All right. Well, let's do that then. So they agree to try to, you know, take it slow with each other.
Well, yeah. Beyond that, she basically said that she's still not ready. And he's like, well, I've been waiting here 500 years. I can wait a little longer.
Well, yeah, he said, I've been here like 1,000 years. You've been here 50. So I can wait longer. Yeah.
Yeah. Such a great show. It really is. Like every time we get to the end of an episode, we're like, wow, this is a really fun show. Makes me want to go back and do check out the British version. You said you watched part of that, right?
Yeah, we started watching that. Didn't like it as much, but it's still good.
Nice.
I'm trying to think, what else? Is that it for shows that we're actually on?
Nope. Young Rock.
Hmm.
This week we finally got the training starting.
Yes. Young Rock is now finally going to start training to wrestle.
His dad hates it.
Mm-hmm. His dad didn't want him to be in the business at first.
Yeah. I thought that was very interesting. His mom was like, oh, yay. It's my dream come true. And his dad's like, no, I hate this.
Well, it's mostly because his dad was never a huge, huge, huge star. Like he couldn't give the life that he wanted to give his family, the life he wanted to give his family from wrestling, because he was always working the hustle, working the gimmick. And he had that good run as tag team champions for a while, and he was on top for a while. And then when the bottom dropped out on him, it just dropped out on him.
Yeah.
And they imply, I like how they implied in the episode, like, you know, that Rocky Johnson doesn't want his son, The Rock, to be a bigger star than him.
Mm-hmm.
And also when he says to him, what do you have to offer? Like, he really, I mean, he was kind of, it was, that's shitty, really. Like, you're supposed to support your kids and raise them up and want the best for them. Not like, basically say like, well, if I couldn't do it, you can't do it.
Like, up until now, we've seen Rocky as the gimmick guy, but also he's been a little bit of a selfish brat. But honestly, like, this really put him over the top. Because like you said, you're supposed to support your kids. And he went full on, you know, go fuck yourself kind of thing. He's like, I don't want to train him. I don't want to do this. And, you know, like you said, asking him, well, what do you offer? What do you have?
Yep. The Pat Patterson joke, we meet Pat and he does that joke where he says, hey, no one's just talking about you. Who? Nobody. Like, that's a real Pat Patterson joke that he loves.
Nice.
That's legitimate. Like, yeah.
That's cool.
I've seen him do it. So it's funny. And then I liked at the end, he goes, hey, you know, just talking about you. I know, Pat. Nobody. No, actually, I was to Vince. I thought it was a good episode. I enjoyed it. You know, we actually get to see the training with the wrestling. We also get to further the storyline of him hating Sean Austin's character, which is funny.
Mm, yes.
Or Austin's character, whatever. How that's continuing to play out. So that's pretty damn good. We did not jump around, like, get little Kid Rock or whatever, really. We just got...
Which they're the really Rock. Not doing much in this second season.
Well, he's older now, so... I can't believe we're already on a second season of this show. And that it's way better than I thought it was going to be. Like, way better than I thought it was going to be. What else we got?
Let me check... This is us, Endgame, Picard, Halo, Ghosts, the Great Moon Knight.
Oh, Moon Knight, of course. So you're caught up now.
So the other day, I'd caught up on just about everything, and then we were coming into the weekend, and Julia, we were going up to see her family, and she's like, you know, what do you want to do tonight? And I said, well, I'm pretty much caught up. I just have to watch two episodes of Moon Knight. She's like, well, you said that I'd probably like it, so would you mind going back and rewatching the first episode? We can watch all three together. I'm like, sure. So we did that, and the first episode is great.
Mm-hmm.
The second episode I had forgotten to watch, so I watched that with her for the first time. That was cool. We got to meet Mark Spector, and we got to get more information. then the third episode was kind of awful. I did not like the third episode that much. I felt that a lot of it was very cheesy, and it made me question things a lot. Like, I kept saying, wait, what? Wait, why are they doing this? Wait, how is that a thing? Yeah. It also felt incredibly rushed. Like, the whole thing felt super rushed.
It really felt like they crammed too much in this episode. They could have spread out a little bit more, like calling the council.
Yeah.
And how that was handled. And then how Khonshu apparently can roll back time.
Yeah, at least for the night sky.
Like, yeah, that seemed very, very rushed. And then...
Uh-huh. And the fact that the council was like right there as he's doing it, and they're like, oh, now we're going to encase him in stone.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm curious where it's going to go. So I'm going to watch it, but yes, like I thought the pacing of the show, the first two episodes was really good. Mm-hmm. And then I felt the pacing of this episode was extremely rushed.
Yeah. Extremely rushed. Like,
we've only got six episodes. We got a shitload of story to tell. We got a, you know, and it's like, then give us seven or eight episodes. Unlike Picard, where they had to give us a filler episode that wasn't necessary. Right. And this show, they crammed in so much where they probably should have just done another episode.
Yeah. They go to Cairo. And I know we're jumping right into the third episode here, but it's the one that bothered me the most. Like, by the way, I do love the fact that both Steven and Mark have different suits.
Yes. Yes.
I also like the fact that we've gotten a hint that there's a third personality when those guys got butchered and neither one of them knew what was going on.
Yeah, Mark was like, Steven, I can't believe you did that. And Steven's like, it wasn't me.
Yeah. So, yeah, in the third episode, they go to Cairo and Layla tracks him down. We find out that basically Mark is Moon Knight. Because, well, Hera, which is Ethan Hawke's character, used to be Moon Knight. He used to be, you know,
his avatar.
Avatar. Now he's the avatar of, I can't even think of her name, the one that they're trying to dig up. So, basically...
Ahmet,
yes. So, basically, Mark continues to be the avatar of Khonshu because if he steps down, Khonshu's going to tap Layla, which let him, you know, she seems to be pretty fucking stable and pretty powerful. And, but he's like, no, I got to protect her.
But it's the same thing. Whereas like, what's his name? Steven is terrible with the Moon Knight suit. Mm-hmm. And Mark is outstanding with the Moon Knight suit. So yes. If she's never had it before, yeah, it'd be something.
Yeah.
You know, like she wouldn't just take right off with it.
So we have them go to Cairo because this is where apparently the tomb is. Now, First off, we have the little scarab that is a compass that points the way to the tomb. So what did they do? Just like jump in a plane and tell the plane to keep flying in different directions until it was aimed towards there? Like, right. Did they know that they had to start in Cairo? And then when they got there, what did they do? Just like drive down the road with the scarab? And they're like, no, we have to keep going straight. Sir, there's no straight here. We're going to have to take a left or a right. Well, no, go straight. Like, that kind of bothered me because he's got this huge entourage of people. That's the other thing. Huge entourage of people all digging out in the desert. So when Khonshu calls the council together and he's like, hey, this guy's out here digging in the desert trying to unearth her tomb, they're all like, nah, we'll call him in. They don't go take a look. They don't like take one of those portals right out to the dig site and say, we want to see what's going on. Also, why didn't Khonshu say, hey, look at the tattoo on his arm? You know, that's her tattoo. It's the scales of justice with the alligator heads.
Yeah, no, that's a very valid point.
So basically, the other gods hate Khonshu is what it is. And he doesn't seem to endear himself to them because he's a prick, essentially. So when they kick him out, Mark's like, well, what are we going to do? And they're like, oh, well, there's a the woman, she's like, there was a sarcophagus and the guy made a map. of where the tomb was in case the gods ever changed their minds and wanted to dig her up and grant her mercy. So you need to find his sarcophagus. Well, where's his sarcophagus? It was sold on the black market, so you might want to start there. So he just fucking knows where the black market is. He just goes down and talks to some fucking guy, and he's like, hey, I'm looking for this sarcophagus. And the guy's like, great, I know where it is.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Also, what are they going to do? Get a map to show them where this guy's already digging? Like, he's already out there. He's already got shit going on. Like, this just seems ridiculous. Like, if it was everybody racing to get there, I would be more on board with it. But this is them, like, they're already exhuming the tomb. They're already going in there. And he's like, oh, we got to go track down the black market and find the sarcophagus that's, you know, held by this shirtless guy who rides around on a horse clacking sticks with other people because, you know, he's trained by the best. And I don't know, it felt super rushed, and it felt like suspension of disbelief. The sarcophagus is on display, the mummified corpse is in there with all the pieces of the map that are needed, and you just got to fold them up just right. And then, you know, Herod shows up again, or Harrow, and nukes the sarcophagus, but you know, all the pieces are still there, so they can take the pieces and let Steven tape them together. It bothered me. The whole episode really bothered me, and the more I talk about it, the more it bothers me. I like,
well, it didn't bother me this much till I heard you talking about it.
I seem to have that effect sometimes. I apologize for that. But it was little things like, you know, they've got all the pieces out on the hood of the vehicle with the floodlight on it so that they can see what they're doing. And she's like, you got to let Steven go. You got to let him do it. So he rips off the side mirror, takes all the pieces out into the dark part of the desert and says, OK, Steven, you're up. And then Steven puts it together out in the dark. Like, why wouldn't he have just gone over, looked in the side view mirror and said, you're up, and let him do it right there on the hood of the vehicle? Why?
Yeah, you're poking a bunch of holes in this, but it's all logically making you're poking logical holes, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. It felt like there was some real weird stuff going on. I didn't appreciate it. I still love the way that they talk to each other. I love the camera tricks when we shift from one to the other, or, you know, when now we've got Mark blacking out and waking up. And, you know, Steven let the guys go. I like that, you know, on the rooftop. They're just like walking down the stairs and walking away. And they're like, you let us go. And he's like, no, I want to talk to you.
I do enjoy that, yes.
So I'm absolutely going to keep watching it, obviously. It's Marvel. And, you know, I want to see where it progresses to. But, oof, this last episode was hard. And I think that's it for shows.
I think you're right. You said you watched a movie?
Just one, yep. How many did you watch?
Two and a half.
Two and a half?
Yep.
What do you got?
Well, the first movie, I watched the movie Colors.
Okay.
It's from 1988, stars Sean Penn and Robert Duvall. I've never seen it, but it's one like I saw at the video store a shit ton when I was a kid. Like, the cover box is very stood out. I didn't realize this. It's directed by Dennis Hopper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's essentially about the street gangs part of the LAPD. Sean Penn and Robert Duvall are in the Crash. And the Crash is it stands for the Community Resources Against Street Hoodlums. And so it's about the gang violence between Bloods, Crips, and Hispanics, and how they interact with the police, and how the gangs, you know, interact with each other and everything. And I'm glad to have finally watched it. It was one of those ones like, I picked it up on DVD for a dollar at a flea market, and I watched it. And now I can go sell it at Bull Moose because I don't plan on watching it again.
Yeah.
But it was good for what it was. It was what I kind of expected it to be. But yeah, I liked it. If you haven't seen it, it's worth a one-time watch.
Yep.
I kind of see what gang life was like back in the late 80s in California. And it was weird seeing, Damon Wayans playing the I'm going to say stereotypical because that's what they've led us to believe is the stereotypical junkie in that time frame. So, the half a movie I watched was Raging Bull. Have you ever seen this movie?
I have not.
Okay. So Raging Bull is the Martin Scorsese and Robert De Niro film that is about Jake LaMotta, who was a boxer. And it's got the very famous, like, I could have been a contender line. Like, that comes from this movie. And it's supposed to be this very, like, it came out after Rocky, by the way. Like, Rocky came out before this movie. But, like, this movie's won a bunch of, this movie's won a bunch of awards and accolades, and it's like it was put in the fucking Library of Congress, like just like National Film Registry for its preservation, for its cultural, historical, and aesthetical significance. And you know, the AFI has ranked it as the fourth greatest American movie of all time in their 100 for 100 back in 2007. And it was also like ranked as like number one in the sports category for the AFI tops 10 and 10 categories and blah, 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 blah. And it's okay. I say I've watched half of it because that's all I could get through before I was like, all right, I'm done for now. Maybe I'll go back and finish it. It's just, it's not great. It's not great. I made a list of movies to watch while the wife's away. And this was on that list. And yeah, not great.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got an hour to go. It's a two-hour movie. I've literally watched half of it. And I'm just like, whew. And then I question why everyone loves this movie so much. I think it's so great. Like, Rocky, that's an amazing fucking boxing movie. Like, if you don't like Rocky, there's something wrong with you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've never watched it. I know of it, and I know of its reputation, so.
And then the last flick I watched was the new Netflix, I'm going to say original movie, Choose or Die.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
I really enjoyed it. I cannot say it's an amazing masterpiece, but I will say, like, I don't know. I'll probably watch it again someday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Or if like Kane was like, hey, you want to watch this? Like when they come over this weekend, I'd probably be like, sure.
Cool.
Yeah. I enjoyed it thoroughly. You know, it's about a cursed video game from the 1980s, and someone decides they're going to try and win the reason why they turn it on is to try to win the unclaimed $125,000 prize.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah. Spoiler alert, it doesn't go well.
I bet it doesn't.
They almost kind of... Robert Englund's in it as a narrator, where that's really, really cool. Not of the movie, but of the game. So that's pretty cool.
Nice.
But anyways, yeah, I enjoyed it a lot, and I think it's worth your time.
Cool. Yeah, I do want to check that one out at some point.
Yeah, it only came out 3 days ago, so I don't really want to say more than that. So
I understand.
What about you?
So I watched The Tinder Swindler on Netflix. I forget, have you watched this one?
We did indeed. Yeah.
So this was not the best documentary I've ever seen.
No, not at all.
This started off very slow. And then it stayed slow. And at one point, like, we both looked at each other and we're like, where's this going? Like, where's the part where we're supposed to care? Where's the part where he's supposed to get his comeuppance? Like, do we even get to see what's happening here? And it takes a long time for you to finally start seeing the connections. I feel like they could have done a much better job of making the connections and showing us what was going on earlier in the show. The fact that we got the third person, like, in the last half hour of this 2-hour thing was poor planning on their part, I think. Also, you know, spoiler alert, the fact that he only served 5 months in jail and basically is now out living his best life yet again. Looks like he's still doing the same stuff. It was depressing in that respect. It was like, fuck. So this guy got away with it all, never had charges pressed that stuck. And fuck me. So, yeah, I didn't like it that much. Glad that I watched it, but just didn't like it that much.
It is kind of amazing, like, what this guy got away with, what he was doing, and all the schemes he had going on, and why people kept falling for it or giving him money. And I don't even understand that.
Yeah. Listening to some of the voice messages that he left, you know, it was crazy. But I don't know. I'm more careful these days. So if somebody started asking me for money or, hey, you know, talking about how they're in a risky business and I've got enemies and they're coming after me, I think I'd probably be like, yeah, pass. I'm not getting involved in something that seems
women like dangerous bad boys.
Not all, but some of them.
Well, apparently a couple that had quite a bit of money to piss away.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the only thing that I watch for a movie.
All right. Yeah, I don't have any other movies either.
Wait, somebody's laying on porn out there.
Your house? Must be your house. I don't hear anything.
Yeah. Yep, that's it for movies.
Okay.
Trailers and news stuff?
Yeah, we got a couple trailers to talk about, I think. New stuff.
Yeah, apparently they're making a Ted series at Peacock.
I do not care at all about this at all.
I'll check it out. I enjoyed the movies for what they were, so I'll see what they got going on. It's supposed to take place before the first movie, like when he's a 16-year-old kid, I think.
I just want Seth MacFarlane to give me the third fucking season of
The Orville.
The Orville, yeah.
I know, right? Jesus.
That's all I want.
By the time we're like 60, we'll get it.
Before I stop fucking caring about it.
Yeah.
So June 2nd, 2022 on Hulu.
Allegedly. Sent you the trailer for Senior Year starring Rebel Wilson.
That looks interesting.
Could be a fun date night movie.
Yeah, basically. Yep.
She was queen of the school, went into a coma, came out like 20 years later, wants to go back and finish her senior year, fish out of water kind of thing.
Yep. She's like, to her, high school is like 2 days ago, so, you know, that's the life she's still living. She doesn't understand how life works. So,
Stranger Things 4 had a trailer.
I didn't watch it.
I did. It's Stranger Things.
Yeah.
There's going to be more Stranger Things.
I didn't watch it because I'm just going to watch the show.
Yeah.
Again, that's another show that's like, all right, can we have it back, please? Because, like, they're not teenagers anymore.
Right. They're pretty much adults at this point.
Right, but, like, they filmed this so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you sent me Operation Mincemeat.
What'd you think of that?
That looked interesting.
Yeah. I believe it is based on true events.
Basically,
they tried to dupe the Germans by putting fake, quote unquote, top secret documents in a briefcase and putting them on a corpse and creating a fake identity for him and letting him wash up on their shores so that they would find them and be like, aha, we've got something.
Kind of ingenious, really.
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Yeah,
I like the idea.
That's good.
Yep. I got to tell you, you sent me the trailer for Our Father, and just by looking at the picture of it, I was like, oh, Jesus, is this going to be some kind of cheesy Netflix horror movie?
I know, when it popped up that way, I was like, oh, that's interesting. That's the image I would have chosen.
And then when I watched the trailer, I'm like, oh, shit, yeah, I remember this.
Yes, I do too. I said that to my wife as well, and she was like, oh, I'm here for it.
Yep. Julia was the same way. She's like, yeah, I'll watch that. I'm like, yeah
it comes out in May. It's basically about a top fertility doctor who uses his own semen to impregnate a shit ton of women.
Yeah, there's hundreds of them.
Yep. And these people, of course, with the how easy like DNA things now with the like ancestry and all this other stuff, 23andMe, adults are sending away like their DNA, whatever, and they're getting hits on all these people who they have no idea who they are. Mm-hmm. But it says they're related to them.
Yeah. Crazy.
They kind of made a comedy movie about that. Where the guy were like the lab messed up and just kept using his sample That's over right. and over
what
and over
was
again.
That movie?
And it was Vince Vaughn was in it. He was the guy.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think and
God. I think I blocked that one out.
It wasn't that bad, though. It wasn't realistic, but it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. God, what was that one?
Let's see here. Can't remember. Not that one. Jeez, did that come out longer ago than I thought?
It's been quite a while.
Oh, Delivery Man, 2013.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Vince Vaughn, Chris Pratt, Kobe Smulders. He's a delivery man for his family's butcher shop, pursued by thugs. How many kids? Doesn't really show. But yeah, so anyhow. But yeah, 533 children. Here we go. And 142 of them have joined a class action lawsuit to force the fraternity clinic to reveal the identity of Starbuck, the alias he used. Yep.
Yep.
So, anyhow,
got some bad news. Marvel has canceled Hawkeye as a series.
That really upsets me.
Yep. Like you said, though, I hope we do get more Kate Bishop, like if they do a Young Avengers kind of thing or what have you.
Yeah. Yeah, I really hope we do get Kate Bishop for more shows. I don't think this is the last we'll see of Hawkeye. Mm-hmm. I wonder why they chose to cancel the series, though.
I don't know. It's very odd, especially considering that they had that tie-in with Kingpin and Echo's getting a spinoff series.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So
we got some local sad news up here that the Bangor Drive-In is not opening this season. They're going to stay closed indefinitely as they reassess whether or not it's profitable for them to even open.
I don't think they'll be opening. I think it's done.
They're saying that it's because of all the instant on-demand movies. You know, the fact that there are a lot more movies that are headed straight to on-demand.
Yeah, I don't really think that. I don't know if that's. I don't know. And the reason why I say that. I think the pandemic really proved more than anything that the drive-ins could dominate.
Mm-hmm.
By showing old movies. Cause that's all that really they could do in the pandemic was show old movies.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, oh, we can't go to the regular theater, so we'll go to the drive-in, but the drive-ins were packed.
Right.
And even last year, like Pride's Corner, I know, in Bridgeton, with showing new movies, had outstanding years because people were like, I like going to the drive-in.
Mm-hmm.
And they had old movie nights and new movie nights and whatnot like that. So I don't know. I know the people that own the Bangor Drive-In also own the theater over by the mall.
Oh, okay.
But with Saco Drive-In closing... And I don't care that Alcoboggan says they're going to show movies outside on a screen at their place. That's not the same.
No, it's not.
But with the Saco Drive-In closing and essentially the Bangor Drive-In closing again. It kind of sucks.
Yeah. I looked at their thing. It said that they were open in 1950, the Bangor Drive-In, and they closed in 1985, which was about par for the course. That's when, you know, movie theaters started becoming really much more popular. You know, you could fit 10 screens in versus one at a drive-in. And then they reopened in 2015, and now here it is 7 years later, and they're like, nope, we're done.
And then you have like Pride's Corner Drive-In. I mean, Pride's Corner Bridgeton Drive-In, this past weekend was their first opening weekend of the season for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're already open. And Bridgeton always tends to open earlier than others. Like Pride's Corner tends to open like in May, like early May. But typically it's like, oh, hey, the ground's finally dry enough. We're going to open this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like well in advance or whatever. And even at Bridgeton, only one of the screens is open because the ground was too soft at screen one, so only screen two was open.
Mm.
Haven't heard anything about Skowhegan Drive-In. Haven't heard anything about the one in Madawaska, Skylight, or the one in Farmington. So, you know, hopefully the others open again and keep things rolling.
Yeah. I still wish that they would open up a new one here in the Augusta area, but I doubt they will, considering all these ones that are closing down.
No, I don't see it happening. I mean, I don't know where they'd put it, but I don't see it happening. I wish they would too.
Yeah,
it'd be nice to have a nice theater to go to locally like that. Mm-hmm.
I would love it.
Let's see what else we got for news and stuff.
I think we just had that one last trailer.
Just the last trailer I shared with you today, Thor, Love and Thunder. And what did you think of that trailer?
Ridiculous.
In a good way or a bad way?
Both.
Okay.
I think it's both. Like, I was equally like, wow, this is awesome. And wow, this is ridiculous.
Yep. Yeah, that's kind of how I felt about it.
Looks like we're going to have a lot of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep. It does indeed.
And we got to see a quick glimpse at the end there of a reforged Mew Mew flying into the hands of, I'm assuming that's Jane Foster's, you know, yes. Mighty Thor.
Yep.
So that's going to be interesting to see how that pans out. But this definitely felt like a teaser. This felt like the ridiculous, over-the-top, funny teaser that we were expecting. I'm looking forward to seeing what the next trailer is, because I think the next trailer will be the more serious one.
I don't think I care to see the next trailer.
Because you just want to see the movie?
I'll just watch the movie, yep. I'm just going to watch the movie.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm just going to watch the movie anyway, so it doesn't matter. I don't need to see the trailer.
Yeah. I am also going to watch the movie. I don't know if I'll watch the trailer or not. Because for me at this point, I will definitely watch the movie. But this trailer like kind of made me want more, made me want better stuff. But we'll see.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying about that.
Hmm. So I think that's about it for.
I think that covers our bases.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's all of it.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm on Twitter. I'm Superstar Mel.
I'm barely on Twitter. I'm the Quantum Geek G33K.
That's our show.
We'll talk to you next week.
I'm barely on Twitter.
Barely.